And we look at our four guests this morning. We say, blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord. We are the ones who are blessed because you're here. And we're so glad that you're here with us. These are friends of ours. And we've been able to spend the last couple of days with them, and it is absolutely fantastic. I want to introduce Dan Irish and his wife, Kelly. Would you guys stand for us, please? These are precious people. They pastor in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Dan said to me when we were getting ready to plan the event here, he said, you call me for anything, you know, I'll be happy to help. And 1,000 emails later, I think I made him weary. But he helped, and they have helped, and it's a real honor to have them here. They were scheduled to be our speakers this morning, and Pastor Dan was able to encourage the Holders to come, and he says to me, he says, hey, Kevin, how'd you like Steve Holder, the president of our fellowship, to speak on Sunday? And I said, I don't know. I said, only on one condition, that you guys will be back and that you'll speak for us. But I've asked him this morning to come and bring a greeting. And please be patient with us as the morning unfolds. They'll probably have to get up and leave a bit earlier to catch a plane to SeaTac. So if you see him walking out, I can tell you, brother, it's not because of your message, okay? He said it is. It is because, no. Pastor Dan Irish, we welcome you. You come, brother. Thank you so much. Love you, buddy.
Amen. I have just a little bit of room left in my suitcase. I'm going to bundle you all up and take you home. Hallelujah. You won't go over the 50-pound limit, though, will we? Amen. Well, you know, I don't normally get up and talk about myself. I let my wife talk about me. So when we were in Wyoming and the hunters came to Wyoming, we did a little thing called a pastor's blast. It was 3 minutes of whatever a pastor wanted to say. So in 3 minutes, I'm going to give you a year and a half worth of sermons. Are you ready? You know, the Bible says that God's will is that none perish but all come to repentance. That's his heart. If you want God's heart, you'll be after the lost. So I have a five progression step of Christianity, and I want to share that with you real quick. I believe that when we give our hearts to Jesus Christ, we always say, you know what, now you're a son and a daughter of the Most High King, and that is so wrong. Because when we first give our hearts to Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we were once chained unto unrighteousness, and now we are chained to righteousness. So when we give our hearts to Jesus Christ, we come to him as a slave, because the Bible is written with a whole bunch of don't do's, and you need to learn those don't do's. Repentance is all about turning around and making a different choice. And so when we come to Jesus Christ, we come to him as slaves, and we turn it so that it's not our will, but his will be done.
That's it. Amen.
And then our second progression is that of being a servant. The difference between a slave and a servant is attitude. In slavery, you change your behavior, but in servanthood, you change your attitude.
That's good, buddy.
You begin to see that he is the master, the great master, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so you begin to change your attitude. And then after that, you have this epiphany that says that God takes servants and he makes them children, his children. So the third step is to be a child of God. We come to realize that he not only loves us to serve him, he loves us as his family, whereby the Bible says we cry Abba, Father.
Yes.
We cry Daddy.
Yes.
And then the fourth step, isn't this amazing how quick a year and a half can go? And then the fourth step is that we become sons and daughters of the Most High King. I love being a son and a daughter of the Most High King. Right now, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, I have two sons and their wives, and they are taking care of Harvest Time Christian Fellowship. And you know how they're doing it? They're doing it, number one, as God would want, but number two, as Dad would want.
There you go.
They are my sons.
That's it.
They open on time. They close on time. They know what to do. They know how to always receive an offering. They're doing the will of the Father.
That's it.
And sonship, listen, you'll know you're a son or a daughter of the Most High King when you take on the responsibility of the kingdom.
Excellent.
Take on the responsibility of the kingdom. And then I was so thrilled that we sang that song this morning, because the fifth and final step is to be a friend of God.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I tell you what, we sing that song, but that song should not be sung by everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Because not everybody has reached that friendship of God. But it's where we strive to be. And I thought, you know what? What's a friend? I realized that after my dad got so old, and I got old also, that we could hang out together.
There you go.
I had an adult relationship with my father. And that's what God wants us to progress to. Listen, can you imagine this? God saying this? I would love to hang out with you.
Beautiful.
Amen. I'm not the preacher. He's the preacher.
Pastor Dan, tell them about 3 in the morning, about what's on your heart.
3 in the morning.
We'll eat this up.
Oh, my gosh. 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning. If you do a Bible study, you like to do a little Bible study, do a Bible study on the fourth watch of the night. You know that in Israel, time begins at 6. So at 6 in the morning, 9, noon, and 3 in the afternoon is the four watches of the day. 6 in the evening, 9 p.m., midnight, and 3 in the morning are the four watches of the night. You'll remember, just in one brief instance, you'll remember that Jesus came walking on the water in the fourth watch. What were the disciples doing in the boat at 3 in the morning? Right? Right. But you'll find if you'll dig into scriptures, you'll find that at 3 in the morning. How many of you have ever been woken up at 3 in the morning? I mean, exactly 3 in the morning. Put your clock right next to your bed. And when you are awaken up at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's the watch time. That's the watch time. That is a time for you to respond to God.
Excellent.
That's a time for you to get up, because God wants to reveal something to you. So get on your knees, run out in the living room when your spouse comes out and says, like mine does, "Are you okay? Are you sick?" "I'm praying, doggone it." she doesn't get any microphone time either. So, but listen, when God wakes you up at 3 in the morning, something special is about to be revealed. So get in tune with the Holy Spirit. Say, as Samuel did, "Yes, Lord, here am I, speak," and let him reveal to you. That's revelation time, 3 o'clock in the morning.
There's beautiful.
Got to be a better time
beautiful.
Than that.
Beautiful. How many want to hear from God? You want to hear from the Lord? You want the Word to open up to you? We want an open heaven that we live in, where the Lord speaks to us and the Spirit of God is free to flow and the Spirit of God is free to change us. So when the Lord gives you that wake-up call, take time to not just think that must have been the bad pizza I ate last night, but take time to get up and seek the face of the Lord. And I believe God's got fresh things to say to each of us. How many want that? We want to hear the voice of the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. You got to take a pen and a paper with you.
Yeah, good.
Have a pen and a paper by your bed. Because at 3 in the morning, he's going to speak to you. And at 6 in the morning, after you slept 2 more hours, you're going to forget. Right?
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Now, after he's done speaking with you at that time in the morning, I want you to call Pastor Dan. No. Tell him what he said.
Send me an email.
Thank you, guys. We love you guys so much. Appreciate you.